welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. My name's Ginny Carlin. I'm standing in for today for our Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday the 10th of September, which means one thing in Gibraltar. It's National Day. So thanks for joining me. And why don't you come with me as I have a little walk down to Casement Square to join all the celebrations. Now, if you've never heard of National Day, let me help you out. It's massive for Gibraltar as it marks the anniversary of the 1967 sovereignty referendum in which 99.6% of Gibraltarians voted to remain under British sovereignty rather than pass under Spanish rule. It's basically a big old party to celebrate the ROC's right to self-determination. Over the years, as you can imagine, it has got massive. The iconic Casement Square is a sea of red and white, which are of course the Gibraltar flag colours. There's a military parade, speeches by local leaders, street parties, cultural exhibitions. There's traditional food, which I do enjoy, to be fair. And there's just live music everywhere. Lots of Tinto Verano as well, which is essentially a mix of red wine, lemonade and fruit. And my friends, it is delish. And tonight there's going to be a huge drone display over the bay. And as a visitor to Gibraltar, I can tell you, I feel very, very lucky to be here. Now, as you can imagine, as well as being a massive knees up, it's a really important day for Gibraltarians who rightly are extremely proud of the heritage and the links to the UK. I spoke to Commanding Officer of the Royal Gibraltar Regiment, Lieutenant Colonel John Pito, who told me what National Day means to him.
I think, well, for me, what National Day is, as we know it here in Gibraltar, is a period of reflection, thinking back over the last year and how things in Gibraltar have developed, have come along. It's so important for all of us Gibraltarians because it gives us the opportunity to showcase and show off to the world what a proud nation we are. Yes, we are British, but we also have our unique Gibraltarian identity that we're also very proud of. And that's what National Day should be. It's about remembering who we are, where we came from, and where we're going to go to in the future.
Now, I mean, I've been to different days in different countries, but nothing is quite like National Day, is it?
Nothing's ever going to beat what National Day is all about. You know, putting our red and white out there so the whole world can see is incredible. Just the show of force as a nation, as people, it's immense. Everyone's in good spirits. I'm not known for, you know, many pockets of issues to happen during National Day. But it's such a great day, wonderful atmosphere. And it's when Gibraltar comes together as a big family and celebrates in the best way possible, which is just a massive street party.
Just about to say, it is just a red and white everywhere you look. It's not just in one place in Casemates, it's just everywhere, just that sea of red and white. A really good vibe over the whole place, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't look left or right or up or down and not see the red and white on show. It is quite literally everywhere, from cars being dressed up to to buildings. It's just incredible. And again, I think for such a small country to come on the big screen, on the world scene, showcasing the strong pride we have, it's just incredible. You just don't get it anywhere. You know, no one celebrates, no one parties like a Gibraltarian. Fact.
That is a big fact. And do you know one of the nicest things is as well, as a visitor to this country, that we are all invited to that party as well, and invited to join in. Nobody's made to feel left out at all. We all don our red and white wherever we're from, and join you. And that's just how welcoming it is, isn't it?
Yeah, Gibraltarians were just very welcoming people. Everyone becomes your brother or sister or cousin. It depends how you impress, but you always become a family member when you come here. And that's the strong part of being Gibraltarian, is the fact that we absolutely bring everybody in. Our history has demonstrated that we persevere through adversity. And God knows that we've had our fair share over our history of having our fair problems and issues. But the way that we've gotten over those problems, those issues, is by coming together and bringing people together, irrespective of where you come from, who you are. On that day specifically, on that 10th of September, everyone's Gibraltarian as soon as you come through the now fictional land frontier, because, you know, we are so welcoming.
I loved hearing Colonel Pitto talking about Gibraltar like that. Really quite poignant, as next year is his last one in the army. I remember back to when I was last in Gibraltar, and he was Captain Pitto and the aide-de-camp to two Gibraltar governors. So a real full circle moment for him as he prepares to hand over the regiment next year. Right, I'm just about to cross the runway, so I will say thank you for joining me today on Daily Dits, and join me tomorrow, if you like. I'll be speaking to Tom Payne in the Falkland Islands about how firefighters are remembering the anniversary of 9/11 with a very special physical challenge. Oh, and speaking about the Falklands, at 5:45 UK time, you can catch the Royal Marines and the Parachute Regiment vying for football glory in the Falklands Cup. That's on the BFBS Forces News YouTube and on BFBS TV if you are serving personnel overseas. Right, enough of this. I've bought myself a red and white stripy top, which, to be honest, is never the big girl's friend. I look like Where's Wally? But after a glass or two of Tintoverana, I won't care. I'll see you tomorrow.